Thursday. So, welcome. Today is Tuesday, November 10th. And I'm going to start off by doing the write-in functions. So, since I had such a bad experience with trying to process and save the file on Thursday. And I don't know, I've been having some Zoom issues, but I think it's working now on this. So I'm going to try not to go and do anything too fancy, like flipping screens or something. So so we start with this, put stuff in the chat. I got everything there. And we went through the write-in functions, and it is recorded. So what we want to answer today is, how can I create my own functions? So libraries are kind of functions we use from other people. We want to have the objective of explaining and identifying the difference between function definitions and function calls. So definition and call to the function. What a function that takes a small fixed number of arguments and produces a single output. So we use functions to break down programs so that they're easier to understand. Okay. This is so that we can break things down. The main reason that people have trouble with programming is they try to do too much at one time. So minimize the functions and or not minimize the functions, minimize the complexity of your tasks by breaking them up. Okay. So smaller and smaller tasks is better. And then you can understand exactly what's doing it. So that's what's really great about Linux. This is a whole bunch of small little tools all put together to do one thing. And that's what we would make a good program. So you build more complex ideas by combining pieces, you know, putting the components together. So that's how you build complexity a lot of times, is combining different pieces. So that's what functions serve, this function is that, you know, we can do one thing, make sure it works, and then we do that. And this is a great way to encapsulate complexity. And so many small things, and that's the great thing about software. It's still being developed, and we keep building stuff on things and get more and more complex. And of course, then we can reuse it. So don't, if someone writes a great function, writes a great thing, then you reuse it. So because of this reuse, it's very important to write high quality programs. All right, so let's start this out again. We're gonna define a print greeting, kind of a hello world type thing. You notice that it's indented like you normally do. This first part is a definition, and we define the function. When we do this, it doesn't ren. So you can try to ren it, nothing's returned. So you need to call the function. And this time, and of course I can't define it with ing. All right, define the function and call. Okay, so now you got something. So definition and calling of the function. And a lot of times it's that way. You define something and then you use it. It's kind of like a paper or something. If you have a concept, you want to define it and then go ahead and start using it. So This one had no arguments when we called the function. Arguments can be matched to parentheses in the definition. So arguments are a way to pass information into the function so that the function can operate on different data. And then you can define different parameters in the function, which are just variables. And they become variables when you execute the function, when you call them. And it passes values to the function. And then another thing that if you don't have name the argument when you're using them to call, the argument will be matched to parameters in the order they are parameters are defined in the function. So let's see what that means a little bit. By doing a definition, print date, year, month, day. So this is our definition, joined and string year plus, I'm gonna add a slash plus string month plus slash, right? Plus the string day. And then we'll print date 18. And then we'll give it a year. Okay, that's our definition. And then we're gonna call print date 1871. Oops. Sorry, I did this wrong. Go back. Let's do it this way. Print, and I can't get these. Let's try that. Join. So, okay, definition, and in this case, we send in three arguments to the definition. So everybody doing good on arguments and calls? How about a couple yeses? You may want to give me a yes. Questions about definitions and calls with arguments. Okay, sometimes you want to return information from your function. That's done with a return statement. A note that functions always return something, even if it's none. So let's do an average here. Define average of values. And I put an extra parentheses here that I don't need. If linked values equals zero, I'm gonna return none. So you should always check for all the cases because we're gonna return value divided by the length of values. And if the length is zero, then you would be divided by zero. Okay, that's the definition. And then let's say A equals average of 1, 3, 4. We'll do that. And of course I got an error. And I got my S. Oops. Oh. Sorry, I got to put these. These are not three parameters. This is an array. So that's what it means here by the call, that average takes one positional argument, but three were given. So I was given three arguments instead of one argument for array. And you see, I test that one out, and then I can add another print statement. So a lot of times you want to test every single line of code as you go. Okay, because it's so easy to make mistakes. And if you notice, I make lots and lots of mistakes. So you don't have to get things right. What you have to do is test and test in small sections. That's another reason why it's important to have functions, because it allows you to test small parts of the code. So let's send in the an empty set, and we get none for the return. So it always returns something. And if you don't have a return statement, it always returns none. Okay, this is what we did last time. I have an exercise. So text me what the error is in this statement here. So try to do it without looking or running the code. What is the error? Or try to put it in. Do me like, look at this. I put it in and gives you this in red. On more than one functions or one error. Yeah, someone says the indent error. Still in red, but what's the other error? I gotta add a one. Gotta do good job. I gotta put a colon like this in there. Is that all the errors? There we go. Didn't return any syntax errors. Okay, let's try this. Result equals print date 1871, 319. And print result of calling is result. Oh, gotta put date in here. and you get the output. It's the result here, but then the result of the call is not. So what happened? Why do we get none? Oh, what's going on here? So result is equal to what's being returned by this function. In the function, if you remember, it does print this out. So the function itself prints this out, but what gets returned is result. What gets returned is into result, which is none. And that's what we print here. So this result does not recall a function, it just displays and prints out what that variable stands for. So does that make sense? It's a little bit confusing. This is the what's printed in the function. None is what is equal or the value of results. So a couple more yeses, makes sense. Okay, here you can text me the fill in the blank again. So here's the function and where the underlines are, you need to fill that in and tell me what the code should be. And what we need is fill the blanks to create a function that takes a single file name as the argument, loads the data in the file name by the argument, and returns a minimum value. So do we have that? So may not help. Fill in the blanks to create a function. Takes some single file name as the argument, loads it, and returns the minimum value. Anybody got the three lines here we should have? You can text it to me. There you go. Okay, I got one solution. And I'll show you my solution. Import pandas as PD. And then we want to do minimum in data, and we want to put file name in here. So this is a variable. And then data, we want to read that value. So remember our pandas CSV file name, and then return data.min. Okay, does that make sense? Use the file name in your function and then read that file name. You can put in a value in here, but you really want to actually have a variable that you can pass into this function. Yep, we want to call it with the name. Okay, let's write a function. See if you can do this. Show you the example here, what we want to do. Okay, so we want to, I got rid of my definition. So fill in the blanks, of course. Create a function that takes a list of numbers as arguments. So we're going to have our list. And returns the first negative value in that list. And then what does it do if it is empty? What would it return if it's empty? Oh, sorry. So you gotta fill in the last three lines. So value is the rest. Values is the rest. So we got an answer. So yeah, you want to put in values here. And then if V is greater than zero, you want to return, of course, V. So anybody want to tell me what it returns if I put in a empty list. I've got to call it a G. First neg. So empty list, it returns none because it goes through the list, nothing's there, and it returns none because every function returns something. Okay, I got a few other examples we could go through, but I think we'll just skip and move on to the next part. And I'll summarize, try to make some functions if you want to do some more exercises. Key points, basically break down your problem into functions, very small and easy to understand. You define the function, then you call a function. The definition does not render function. So don't get confused if you define it that it's running in that part of the code. Doesn't run until you call it. And then you can match arguments. Don't know that we, I'll show you an example of that. That's pretty key. Did we do that? Remember this one here where we did the definition of the join? Let's try this again. I'll show you about matching. This is just matching it. Excuse me. We can put in. One of our 3D is copied. So instead of saying matching, you can say like year equals, and it must change as well. You could say month, let's say day equals 19, and then month equals 3. So you don't have to remember the order, but of course the month is given here. So that's how it's more explicit, and it's probably a better way to do it than just something like this, particularly if you have more than a one or two arguments. A lot of times you can have an input file name or some default value in a lot of these. Other times too, you can put in values, and if they're not defined, you can check to see if they're defined and use some default values in your code if it's not passed in. Okay, questions about functions. Is everything good? Shall we go on? And I think if I stopped recording and started, it would just do another one. The only way to get another recording would be if I exited a meeting, right? Anybody know if you can do two recordings in one meeting? I don't think so. I can stop it, but if I start it again, I'm going to stop and pause.